If you're not in pain or if you're not stressed, you're going to be nicer to your kids and you're going to be nicer to your wife and you're going to be nicer to your employees. The technology that we use, there's light that comes in through the skull and measures the oxygenated blood flow to the prefrontal cortex. The stronger prefrontal cortex, better decision making. Mendy is about giving the physical ability for people to be able to make better decisions and better choices and live better lives. We want to make it available to everybody, regardless of how little or how much money they have.
Welcome to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast, where we meet the world's top experts to explore the secrets of health, mindset, longevity, and so much more. Are you ready to take charge of your existence and biohack your life? This show is for you. Please keep in mind, we're not dispensing medical advice and are not responsible for any outcomes you may experience from implementing the tactics lying herein. Let's do this. Welcome back to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. Okay, friends, you are in for a treat in today's episode. I had been wanting to do an episode on neurofeedback for so long. Actually, I'd been wanting to learn about neurofeedback for so long. So this was really an incredible immersive experience for me personally. And I talk about this in the episode. I am concerned about the Bluetooth that is emitted from the Mendy device. So if you are at all EMF sensitive, definitely keep that in mind. I do believe for a lot of people, the cost benefit is completely worth it. I've really enjoyed using Mendy, but I do want to give that disclaimer because you guys know that reducing EMF exposure is so, so important to me. All of that said, if after listening, you would like to get your own Mendy device, you can go to melanieavalon.com/Mendy. That's M-E-N-D-I. And Moha was so kind. You can actually get 20% off a Mendy device with the coupon code Melanie20. So that's M-E-L-A-N-I-E-2-0 for 20% off a Mendy device at melanieavalon.com/Mendy. That's M-E-N-D-I. The show notes for today's episode will be at melanieavalon.com/neurofeedback. Those show notes will have a full transcript, so definitely check that out. There will be two episode giveaways for this episode. One will be in my Facebook group, IF Biohackers, Intermittent Fasting Plus Real Foods Plus Life. Comment something you learned or something that resonated with you on the pinned post to enter to win something that I love. And then check out my Instagram, find the Friday announcement post, and again, comment there to enter to win something that I love. And I can't wait to hear what you guys think about everything that we talk about in today's episode. We talk about addressing mental health things like ADHD, physical health like sleep, personality and emotions, making money and becoming invested in projects, the benefits of, I think it's Finirs. I feel like I should remember that from the episode. It's F-N-I-R-S. How Mendy might just revolutionize the mental health of our world and so much more. Hi, friends. Did you know that one of our largest sources of toxic exposure each and every day is through our skincare and makeup? It is so frightening the effects these compounds can have on our health. So we put these products on to help us look better, and yet they actually can be aging us, contributing to health issues, fertility issues, thyroid issues, mood issues, and ready for something potentially even more shocking? A lot of these endocrine disruptors are actually obesogens, meaning they cause your body to gain weight and make it harder to lose weight. That's right, your skincare and makeup may be hindering your weight loss goals. Europe has banned thousands of these compounds, and the US has banned around a dozen. There's even a loophole from the 1960s that allows companies to put whatever they want in their products, and they don't even have to tell you. That's why I am overwhelmingly careful about the skincare and makeup that I use. But here's the thing, it can be hard to find skincare and makeup that is non-toxic and actually works. And then on top of that, that actually has all the products you need. I have found two companies, I am obsessed with their standards and use them every single day of my life and cannot recommend them enough. That's Counter, formerly known as Beauty Counter, and Crunchy. Both of these companies have incredible standards when it comes to what they put in their products. You can truly feel good about using them and they actually work. For Counter products, go to melanieavalon.com/counter. And for Crunchy products, go to crunchy.com. That's crunchy.com/Melanie Avalon. New Crunchy customers can use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 to get 10% off. You'll also receive something special from me after your first order. I also highly recommend joining both of their loyalty programs. It's completely free to join, and with every purchase, you'll earn credit, as well as other fun goodies. For all the latest updates, new products, specials, deals, and fun things for me, because yes, I love giving things away, get on my email list. That's at melanieavalon.com/cleanbeauty. You can also get text updates when you text skincare to 877-861-8318. That's skincare to 877-861-8318. So again, to shop with me and get a free gift from me after your first order, go to melanieavalon.com/counter and also crunchy.com/melanieavalon. And new customers use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 at Crunchy to get 10% off site-wide. And again, definitely join their free loyalty programs to earn credit on every order. Hey friends, exciting news. My Avalon X Spirulina is back in stock and now at a reduced price. Plus you get free shipping and my coupon code works on top of that sale price. Spirulina is honestly one of the most nutrient-dense things that you can put in your body in a whole foods, easy to eat form. It's a blue-green algae, which is a complete vegan protein packed with an incredible array of nutrients. We are talking 100% of your daily hard-to-get vitamin K, 625% of vitamin B12, over 1,000% of vitamin A, 86% of chromium, 27% of vitamin B2, plus so much more, including iron, GLA, the powerful antioxidant superoxide dismutase, and even glutathione. In fact, spirulina is so uniquely nutritious that it was actually studied by NASA to support the astronauts. I searched high and low to find the very best spirulina out there. Ours comes from a wonderful, sustainable, clean, environmentally friendly production facility in Hawaii. Not Thailand, Hawaii. And then on top of that, we did our own third-party testing for over 70 pesticides, heavy metals, toxins, all the things. This is the cleanest spirulina out there. And with spirulina, you can simplify your supplement routine and support your nutrition in one easy step. The tablets are super versatile. You can swallow them whole, blend them into smoothies, crush them up, or honestly, just eat them like I do. And again, we were out of stock, but now Avalon X Spirulina is finally back in stock at a reduced price, and my coupon code MelanieAvalon works on top of that too. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to avalonx.us/spirulina and use the coupon code MelanieAvalon to get 10% off our new reduced price plus free shipping. That's avalonx.us/spirulina with the coupon code MelanieAvalon. All right, without further ado, please enjoy this fabulous conversation with Moha Ben Sophia. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. I am so incredibly excited about the conversation that I am about to have. So here is the backstory on today's conversation. Something that is talked about a lot and explored a lot in the biohacking sphere is the concept of neurofeedback. And this might come as a surprise to the audience, but I actually had never done anything personally related to neurofeedback, despite hearing about it all the time in this sphere. So I was very excited when I was approached by a company called Mindy for their neurofeedback device. And it's actually a, we'll talk about this in the episode, but it actually uses FNIRS, which is functional near infrared spectroscopy neurofeedback. I hope I said that right. So I was really, really intrigued because they make an at-home device that you put on your head and can engage in this protocol to do this neurofeedback training. My concern with the device was, as you guys know, I am very much aware of the potential issues with EMFs and launching an EMF blocking line. So I was a little bit unsure about the EMF exposure from the device. I actually reached out, I believe we have a mutual friend, Dave Asprey. I reached out to him. I was like, what do you think about this Mindy device? Because he talks about it in his book. I think in his most recent book, he actually talks about it. And so he said that it was completely 100% worth it, that it was minimal EMF exposure. And, you know, the cost benefit was just really up there with what you could experience. And I asked some other people as well and did my own research and decided I thought that there was a lot of value here. I actually got the device myself and I've been using it. So I'm really excited to share my experience and ask questions about it. And at the very least, I've been definitely needing to do a deep dive into neurofeedback and what that all is. So I am so honored to be here today with Moha Vinsofia. He just told me how to say his last name. He is the CEO of Mindy. I've been listening to a lot of conversations that he's had with other people, and he seems to have a very interesting backstory. So Moha, and I'll let listeners know, right now he's in Dubai at midnight doing this interview. So I'm just so, so grateful. I have so many questions. Moha, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So to get things started, your personal story, could you share listeners and with me a little bit about that? So you're a really active angel investor. I'm dying to know, how do you, well, first of all, I'm just dying to know about your personal story and what led you to being involved with Mindy, but what makes you decide what to invest in? I know you did something really big with like a fishing app in the past. Like, how do you decide what to pursue with your projects?
Well, I think a lot of that has actually changed with time. It's as you know, when you're not broke completely, you can make better decisions and kind of like have a criteria that's more, a little bit more holistic and a little bit more thought out than when you're just trying to pay the bills, right? So the fishing app was actually right after I'd gotten to Sweden from Libya. My time there, it was basically I needed a job and needed some money, and I didn't really give a shit about fishing or did I have any background in software. And I basically just confidently said, hey, I think I can, you know, use my analog people skills and the basics that, you know, a normal Costa Rican would have in order to, you know, those survival instincts to be able to scale this. And it worked out pretty well. And that turned out to be my first exit. It was a fishing app that we scaled out of old Tampa Bay, Florida called Fishbrain.
I just find that so incredibly interesting, especially the concept, because you mentioned it briefly, like the concept of money involved with everything, because I think money gets painted kind of with a negative light in our world. Like, you shouldn't want money, or money doesn't buy happiness, but it is so helpful to support what you actually want to do in life. And so I'm just really intrigued by the concept of money. Do you have thoughts on money?
Well, I mean, it's very hard to be a good father if you can't, you know, if you're struggling to pay rent, and if you're like, it's very hard to be a, you know, a loving mother that is listening to, you know, her son's problems or her, you know, daughter's problems if you're thinking about, you know, getting food to the table, right? So it's, money is a huge thing, and money gets demonized, but money in the right hands is really the way that we change the world and make the world better, right? It's basically how those resources get used. It's not basically, yeah, there is this trend to just demonize money. And there's this trend of people that haven't understood that struggle or haven't lived through the struggle of not having any money. Just, you know, people that are, you know, very, very wealthy. And then it turns into, oh, we don't care about money. You know, we're going to just move to India and just live off the, you know, these trees. It's bullshit. Basically, money is a very important way, is a very important tool in giving you the freedom to be the best version of yourself.
That's exactly how I feel. And I didn't anticipate this conversation going this way, but I am so enjoying this. Have you ever thought about how sometimes I'll just sit and think about money and how it literally is, it's everybody just agreeing to something. Like, it's not real. Like, it's basically everybody decided that something is worth some sort of value. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like an actual real thing. And that's just fascinating to me. Like, if we all just had a different idea, that would all change, actually. So do you identify as an investor? Is that, like, what would you call yourself?
I think what I am is I'm a Costa Rican guy that's very fortunate to meet a lot of great people from all over the world that are much smarter than I am, that are very passionate about things. And if I assess that I believe in them and I like what they stand for, then I'll get involved in their projects. And to me, it just becomes, it's kind of, you know, I grew up with not much family, being a, you know, the son of Libyan immigrants in Costa Rica. It was just like, I've kind of had to build a life where the projects that I get involved in kind of become my family. So I have a lot of family members that happen to be the founders and the people that work in these companies. And it's just these magical journeys. Imagine if you could be, you know, when you have one project that you're really, really excited about and you're like, you know, you want to start whatever. You want to start a bike repair shop and you're really excited about it. You're really into bikes. Now imagine if you could magnify that, multiply it by 100 because you're getting involved with 100 founders and they all have their own bike repair shop that they want to turn into the biggest thing in the world. Like I literally have the most exciting life in the world, you know, where I get to listen to people's ideas and how they're going to bring them to fruition and how they're going to change the world and how they're going to solve something. And some of them are like more, you know, things that don't save the world, but I'll still, you know, I'll invest in them if I like the team and I like what they stand for. And I'll invest in anything. I'm very agnostic. I invest in people, not in companies, not in projects, not in verticals, not in concepts. I invest in people that I want to go, that I want to bring into my family and I want to travel with and I want to have dinners with and I want to help and I want to be, you know, in touch with.
I completely understand. I just know for me, when I made my first product personally, it sparked this magical entrepreneurship type drive. And I just wanted to make all the things. And so hearing what you're saying, it sounds like a similar thing, except not you specifically making your products, but, you know, having that vibe and creating it through all these people, which is so expansive beyond just you. That's amazing. So Mindy, how did you first get connected with the company?
So you brought up the phishing app, right? Which I don't think about that often. That was almost a decade ago. That was 2014. I had that exit 2015. That's what, 8 years ago. During that time, I was part of the startup ecosystem, which was starting to boom in Stockholm, Sweden, which is the, you know, the unicorn factory of Europe. It's it's the number two birthplace of unicorns after Silicon Valley. It's just so many great companies come out of it. Everybody knows Spotify, but there's actually a lot of great companies that come out of there. You know, so when Fishbrain was like one of the cool kids back then, like, you know, the up and coming company, you know, kind of like word got out that there's this Costa Rican guy that's doing this crazy stuff and helping scale it through, you know, some creative things. And I actually had this kid come up to me at an after work and just like apparently have a beer with me. I don't remember this, but he does. His name is Sammy. And he eventually reached out to me years after. And he, you know, started calling me and messaging me on Facebook Messenger saying, hey, I need to show you this thing we're building. I need to show you this thing me and my partner are building. You got to see this thing me and Rickard are building. And I eventually, you know, gave in and I was like, all right, you have 15 minutes to pitch me this thing. And yeah, so I can't take credit for that. I've never started anything myself. I don't think I'm smart enough to see something through from beginning to end. Like I'm not the most creative person in the world. I'm not great with colors. Like I have so many limitations, but I have a couple of decent qualities, I guess, that attract amazing people that do fantastic things that are super capable. And Mindy's just another case, you know, where they came to me, they showed it to me. And I think it was a blessing that I'm so quote unquote messed up in that, you know, I've got so many issues myself where it was like, obviously I was a little suspicious about it. And I was like, well, all right, well, if this guy is saying that it helps with this and it helps with that and it helps with ADHD and depression and anxiety and insomnia and headaches and, you know, migraines and focus. And I was like, well, you know what? If 90% of what this guy is saying is bullshit, this is definitely worth investing in. Like off that 10%, I'll take that bet any day of the week. But the real magic happened when I did a session and I started using it. And I, you know, my PTSD, which is very bad from my time in Libya, I had nightmares every night. It literally went from waking up 4 or 5 times a night, literally just, you know, just constant nightmares, drinking a lot of alcohol at the time. It turned into shit, I had one nightmare this week. So it was, for me, it was life changing. It was dramatic. And I always joke, and I'm not a scientist, even though Mindy is very science heavy. Like we're a very science heavy company. It was our head of content is a neuroscientist. Like everybody is like, there's so many scientists at Mindy. I am not one of them. I barely graduated high school. But what I, you know, what I like to joke and say is that the more messed up you are, the more things you have to fix, the more dramatic the kind of like the effects are. It's a very non-scientific way of explaining it, but it makes a lot of sense. For me, having ADHD, bad PTSD from my time in Libya, you know, having emotional regulation issues my whole life, you know, which is one of the reasons why I've always done fasting, for example. It's because of, you know, I'm compulsive. And it's easier to eat nothing and then binge than to, you know, than to just have three giant meals and, you know, I'd weigh 300 pounds. So for me, it was one of those things where I'm like, shit, I'm feeling a lot better. You know, I'm feeling really calm. And, you know, I had an ex-girlfriend of mine who I'm still very, very close to. And she came up to me. She's like, why are you so nice? We're talking about within a matter of 3 weeks or so. And I'm like, that is so insulting to ask me why I am so nice. Like, it's really making me analyze because everybody's saying that to me. It's like, why are you so nice? I'm like, shit, how bad am I? You know? And that's when you realize it, you know, if you feel better, you know, you're nicer. And if you're not in pain or if you're not stressed or if you're not underslept, you're going to be nicer to your kids and you're going to be nicer to your wife and you're going to be nicer to your employees and, you know, and so on and so forth. It's no different than the money example. You know, if you've got more money, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be compelled to not obsess about it. And it will actually open up a venue for you to be a more complete person. And obviously there's exceptions to every rule. But for me, I came into it as a user. Yeah, as somebody that needed the help. And it turned into an obsession because I'm thinking, how is it that I have to find this at age 40 while I'm living in the first world in Sweden, which is one of the most advanced countries in the world? I'm a multimillionaire. I have the smartest people in the world around me. And I just found out about this right now. That tells me that, you know, a 40-year-old in Costa Rica, which is where I'm from, doesn't have a chance. Like, that's just not going to happen, you know, or somebody in a remote part of the world just doesn't have a chance, right? And that's when the whole mission to democratize this, and eventually it will be to give it to everybody without them having to pay out of pocket, which we intend to make happen in the next 2.5 years. And it's the reason why I've been called a communist a few times. I'm definitely not. You know, that's where we're going with this, because people should not have to make a choice between feeding their kids and giving them a Mendy. So for us, we want to play our role and we want to, yeah, make it available to everybody, regardless of how little or how much money they have.
So many things. One, I'm the same way with the fasting. Like, because people will say that fasting requires, people who haven't done it will say it requires so much self-control. But for me, the idea of controlling my eating while eating constantly throughout the day is so taxing on self-control. Like, I'd rather just not eat and then eat all the things. How long ago was it that you first tried Mindy, and how long had it been out on the market when you connected with them? Or was it not out yet?
So these guys, yeah. So I had a prototype. They hadn't launched yet, but they had working prototypes. I mean, the first working prototype that they had was, when was it? It was beginning of 2018, which is, you know, a couple of years before I found out about them almost. And there's a lot of funny stories about, like, kind of like the screw ups that they had, because what you have to understand is that these two kids, I mean, they're way younger than I am and way smarter than I am, Sammy and Rickard, engineer from KTH, was like the MIT of Sweden. You know, these guys had to figure it out because nobody had done this. You know, the neurofeedback is something that they had personally benefited from. Sammy in particular, who's one of the founders, this is a guy that has crippling anxiety, like just horrifying anxiety. And like many people do, what he did is he went down the meditation rabbit hole and he got really deep into the meditation. And then he's one of those types of personalities where he'll start finding, he's always asking what's next, what's the next level, that kind of person. Super curious and super like inquisitive personality. And what he did is then he discovered neurofeedback. So he went to the US, he lives in Sweden, obviously. The whole team is based in Stockholm, Sweden, Northern Europe. What he did is he went to the US, he started, you know, he paid for these courses, he did all these programs, all this stuff. At this point, I haven't heard of the term neurofeedback, nor did I have any interest even in neuroscience, to be honest. So he goes there, he starts doing this. He, you know, his he's so into it. His change, like he's really improved. Like he feels so much better and all this. He ends up buying a machine and eventually he gets to the point where he sets up a clinic because he's like, okay, now I need to share this with people. And, you know, his whole thing was like, you know, I can only help like 5 people a day. Like there's only one of me. I bought this machine worth, I don't know, $10,000-$20,000. And people come to my clinic and it's like, you know, there's, this doesn't scale. Like how many people can I help? Yeah, of course. You know, he had some executives, some athletes, people with like anxiety or whatever it is. And they would get better. But he's like, well, there must be a way of helping people, you know, a million at a time and not one at a time. And then the other guy, Rickard Ekloff, came in for a consultation and he just happened to be the guy that builds all the touch screens and the light technologies for Sony Ericsson and all these companies. And he's like one of the, like the most knowledgeable guys in the world at building this stuff. So he walks in, he looks at the machine, they start talking, you know, and serendipitous moment. He's like, well, I can build this and we can get it to everybody in the world. And that's when Mendy started. And about 19, 20 months later, they tapped me and I came on board as their first angel investor.
The original technology he was using, was it EEG or was it the FNIRS that Mendy uses technology?
So the FNIRS that they built, FNIRS has a lot of advantages. I don't know if you saw this, but Bloomberg about 3 weeks, a month ago, literally came out and they were talking about FNIRS and they literally had, you know, they were actually doing a Mendy session on this show. We were like, surprised to see it. And, you know, it's exciting because all these things are happening. FNIRS is very accurate. Our technology is comparable to it. You know, it's been validated against clinical grade equipment. It's lab grade equipment. So it's a device that just because it's not very expensive does not mean that it's not very high tech and very, very, very high quality. Actually, the idea when Mendy launched was to sell the device for about 4 times more than it costs. That was me coming in and saying, we're not doing that because people can't afford it. And for me, it's never been about really about the margins. It's been about the access. I just hate the word exclusivity. Like I need this to be inclusive to everybody. The technology that he was using, I believe might've been EEG. I'm not completely familiar with it, but it was clear back then that FNIRS had never been done in a way. Well, for FNIRS, if you know the difference between EEG and FNIRS, functional near infrared spectroscopy, the technology that we use, what it does is there's light that comes in through the skull and measures the oxygenated blood flow to the prefrontal cortex and in response to neural activation. And what that is going to do is in real time, you're going to be playing a game and it's going to show you what is happening in your brain as you increase the neural activity in your brain. What this is going to do is it's going to strengthen your prefrontal cortex. And what that's going to do is a stronger prefrontal cortex will have better agency. It will have better control over, for example, your emotions. So whatever it is, whether it's that you're one of those people that can't have a drink and put the bottle down, you know, it will give you better decision making. It will make you not have the, you know, the fifth bag of chips. It will also help you make better decisions. It will make it easier for you to get up and go to the gym in the morning. At the same time, it will make you feel, you know, less anxious. It will make you feel less jittery. It will help with things like panic attacks. It will help with things like anxiety, ADHD. You have to remember, we have 33,000 users and we have thousands of people reporting improvements that range from everything from, you know, from just feeling better to and conditions that I just mentioned to everything like portion control, people being able, and we're talking about dozens and dozens of people, they're saying, hey, I can lose weight. This thing is helping me lose weight. And you'd say, well, it's ridiculous. Well, when you think about it, is a stronger prefrontal cortex, better decision-making is going to make it easier for you to have smaller portions or make whatever decision it is that you want to make, you know, study for your exams or whatever. And that is why FNIRS really came into it. And we believe that FNIRS is the future. But that there's a combination of things. That's why we truly believe in integrating with everything, whether it's, you know, EEG to Oura Ring or Whoop or Apple Health, or, you know, what we're building is an integrated device that integrates with everything that gives you, you know, a brain biomarker monitoring tool for precision diagnostics, for example. For example, long-term behavior and health is very much determined by the brain activity in the morning. When you go to a psychologist, for example, like in psychiatry, for example, you will just go and you will see somebody on a specific day at a specific time. The assessment is not that accurate, but imagine if you were measuring every day at the same time, you would get a lot clearer and you're connecting the measurements from different devices. We're talking about, it's a different level of understanding our bodies and our health and predicting and preventing and improving.
Hi friends. You guys know I am obsessed with safe, effective skincare. One of my favorite skincare brands of all time, which is USDA certified organic, yes, actually certified organic, is Purity Woods. And friends, I'm going to be completely honest here. I already had a few skincare brands that I loved when I first found Purity Woods. So I was like, okay, another skincare brand. It was going to take a lot for me to actually add something new into my routine. Oh my goodness. The second I tried Purity Woods, it became a complete non-negotiable. And when I interviewed the founder, Brian Vasily, on my podcast, that's when I learned why. Brian discovered the astounding clinically studied benefits of organic maple leaf extract for the skin. Maple leaf extract contains antioxidant and hydrating properties that helps soothe irritated or inflamed skin while also helping to plump, brighten, and nourish the appearance of your skin. So we're talking skin firming, anti-aging, all the things. It's sometimes even called plant-based Botox because of how effective it is. There are three of their products that I use every single day and night of my life. That would be their age-defying dream cream, which I use, yes, during the day, their age-defying night cream, which I use at night, and their hyperlift serum, which I use both morning and night. Every time I put these products on my skin, I just have this sigh of relief. They feel that good, they smell wonderful, I see the effects of my skin, and I just love them that much. And as you know, I am neurotic about having non-toxic ingredients. These products are incredible. You could eat them, but please don't eat them. And Purity Woods has an incredible offer for you guys. You can get up to 38% off at puritywoods.com/Melanie. Turn back time on the appearance of your skin with Purity Woods Age-Defying Dream Cream. Go to puritywoods.com/Melanie at checkout for up to 38% off. That's puritywoods.com/Melanie. I am obsessed with Purity Woods and I can't wait for you guys to try it as well.
I love this. And so now I'm learning in real time. So you pronounce it Veneers. Veneers. Okay. So that's the way to, I was like, how do we actually call this? Yeah. So I went down the rabbit hole reading all the studies about Veneers versus EEG, and it was really fascinating. And you guys did have a published study. I'll put links to all this in the show notes, but it was called Validation of a Consumer Grade Functional Near Infrared Spectroscopy Device for Measurement of Frontal Pole Brain Oxygenation, an interim report. And it found that basically comparing Mindy to, you know, clinical devices, the one they compared it to was called BioPack. They found that it was comparable, correlated 0.81 for, I guess, accuracy of the results. And the conclusion was that it is promising that the Mindy device provides valid measurements of brain activity at the group level and that the device may well be used for studies outside the laboratory. So that was super cool to read. So I do have some questions about the actual process because, you know, the majority of listeners listening right now will not have tried Mindy, so they don't really know what to expect or what the whole program looks like. So basically, you put on this headset device, which I am holding in my hand right now. You have the app, which it syncs to via Bluetooth, and there's this little, it's so like comforting and calming, but it's this ball that rolls and is like moving forward, and you look at the ball and it rises up based on how you're, I guess, concentrating on it. And it gives you little star reward things, which we can talk about. One of my biggest questions just engaging in the program is, because I know when I first signed up for the app, a video came up, I think an instructional video, but then I clicked out of it and then I didn't see it again. So I don't know if I missed like an instructional video in the app, but I did find that there, like I kind of just jumped in and I wasn't really sure what to do except look at the ball. And what was interesting was in one of the studies I was reading about veneers, it was talking about the role of instructions and whether or not those are actually even helpful to tell the user how to interact with the neurofeedback program. And it was saying that some people think that it's actually detrimental to have an overwhelming amount of instructions. So my question here, because when I'm engaging with the program, at first I was just like, what am I supposed to be doing? And like, I stare at the ball and it goes up and then I'm like overanalyzing. I'm like, wait, what did I do to make that happen? And how is this happening? So question is, for the user experiencing this program, what is the role of what they're actually trying to do at that moment in the program?
That's a really good question. By the way, when you go into the Mendy app, there's a lot of content, a lot of stuff, a lot of videos that you can go in that will explain to you exactly how different parts of the brain work, exactly what you're doing. There's consistently, you know, content and stuff being added by, you know, some of the best, you know, scientists and a lot of really, really interesting stuff. But what you mentioned is actually a really good point. You have to understand that, imagine that you've never done a pull-up in your life. Like, nobody's even shown you how to do a pull-up, and now you're trying to figure it out by yourself. This is basically what we're talking about here. You're going in there and you're trying to figure out how to train your brain, how to exercise your brain, how to control this ball, you know, do the pull-up, if you will. And it's one of those things where it's counterintuitive to try too hard. You basically need to find that soft spot. You need to find that, you know, that focus without trying too hard. It sounds hard, but once you get it, you get it. And once you get it, it translates into different parts of your life. But basically, the premise of the game, and there are 5 other games that we're going to release. We have 33,000 users now using that one game that you've played, that you've been playing. But there are other games that we release. The thing is, everything that we do gets done, you know, with a very scientific purpose. It's not like we're just launching, you know, Candy Crush and understand. It's not just games for the sake of games. Everything has a purpose. There's some assessment tests, obviously, that we're inputting now. There's a series. We're getting to the app that we want to build, this brain super app. Basically, what you're doing with the game as it is presently right now is you want to relax and you want to control the ball. You want to make the ball rise and you want to hold it steady. So what you want to do is you want to be able to hold it for as long as you can, and you want to be in control of the ball. You don't want to lose control of the ball. So what you'll notice is that for example, if I tickle you, if I'm next to you, you're doing it, you know, whatever, if I talk to you, if I say something, I distract you, the ball is going to fall. What's normally going to happen is that you're going to get stressed. You're going to get like anxiety. You're going to be, you know, whatever it is, and it's going to be harder to lift it up. So you need to teach yourself how to stay in that cool zone where you're just in the flow. You need to teach yourself to block out the noise and just be in the flow. And, you know, at first you've got that sense of, oh, the frustration. How is it that I can get in the zone? Well, that's what you're trying to do. You need to figure out how to not feel that frustration and just get into it. And once you get there, you get there. And some people are great at it from the beginning. People that meditate are a lot way better. For example, I'm somebody that's never meditated. So I came into Mendy was my first, you know, experience in anything related to this space. To me, like, meditating is, you know, lifting some weights. Like, it's like I'm going for a run. Like, I wouldn't know something else. Like, it makes no sense to me to meditate, you know. And then Mendy kind of became the training wheels, and it was this visualized, more powerful, gamified with numbers. Like, I can understand that, right? If you're just lifting things and you don't know how much they weigh, you can't really improve. You can't get stronger. Or if you're running on a treadmill and you have no idea if you're running at 4 or at 15, you know, that's probably not the best. I mean, better than not doing anything, but it's probably not the best way to improve your, you know, your health, your cardiovascular health or whatever. So having the measurements is very, very, very important. Having something that you can aim for and that you can push and that you can track over time is game changing. And the way that you learn how to beat these games, how to clear up the images and the movies, and how to, I think I'm giving you a little bit like some insights into the games that are going to be released afterwards. But you know, the way that you do all these things is that you just relax and you just get into that zone where everything is clicking. You know, when you're in the zone, you're just, you know, you're hitting those three pointers. You just can't miss. And that's kind of like what you want to become the default for when you're under stress or when you need to perform, you know, when you need to perform, when you're going into a test or when your kids are sick and you need to take them to the hospital and your partner is not available and you can't lose your shit and start screaming. You need to be cool and you need to pick them up and you say, get in the car and put on your seatbelt and take them. That is the difference between a great day and possibly a disaster. You know, I've mentioned this a few times. There's studies being done in Sweden with violent offenders, with, you know, young criminals. And what they realize is that there is a lack of activation of oxygenated blood flow in the prefrontal cortex. And that is something that they have across the board. And if you were to snap your fingers and put more oxygenated blood flow to their prefrontal cortex, they probably wouldn't stab each other or they wouldn't go and commit the crimes that they do, because that is how, you know, that is the first thing that happens when somebody panics, when somebody gets stressed, when somebody gets scared, when somebody gets angry, is that the oxygenated blood flow from the prefrontal cortex just goes away. You know, and then the amygdala takes over. It's basically like, you know, the little kids are running the house. So they're eating cookies and they're eating ice cream and they're drinking alcohol, you know, and it's a nightmare because there's nobody there to supervise, you know, and that's basically what happens. And that's the reason why, you know, parents beat their kids and they can't control it, literally. Or an alcoholic starts drinking and can't control it, can't stop themselves, because it's literally it's a physical thing. It's a biological thing. They just literally don't have the ability to. And Mendy gives them the ability.
Kind of reminds me of The Matrix in the beginning when he's trying to bend the spoon and doesn't really know like how to bend the spoon, doesn't really have instructions. And it's kind of the experience with this, because you're just, you know, are figuring it out with your mind. And that is the exercise. And that is, you know, training the mind. So I was reading the studies about the differences between EEG versus Finnears. And I was talking about how some of the benefits of Finnears is that it's not as susceptible to issues with movement. Basically, it could be more accurate in a lot of situations. But it was also saying how it was really independent on a person's physical features, like their actual head and their hair and their scalp. So I noticed there wasn't, unless I like missed it, there wasn't a calibration track that I was aware of. Does it calibrate to the person?
Yeah. It calibrates. When you put it on, it's actually calibrating. When you get the brain like that, it's actually the device calibrating. So you can use the same, you can use the same device, for example, for you and then for, you know, your little brother, you know, and it's, you know, just, it calibrates automatically. And that's one of the big advantages. Like Mendy is one of those things that I always do it like when I'm like in a cab or when I'm on a flight, I'll do a Mendy session. With EEG, for example, and some of the other technologies is that they're very, it's like intrusive. It's like very hard. You've got to put gel and you've got to put like dry electrodes. There's a lot of assembly. With Mendy, you literally just press a button and you put it on. Another thing that you were talking about was that, was the EMF or whatever, that you were speaking to Dave Asprey, or Luke Story was also asking about it. Like he was very interested in it. He's like, yeah, well, the levels are minimal. Think of it this way. It has the same amount, I believe, or less than headphones. And Mendy you use for 5-10 minutes a day. Your headphones you wear the whole day. So it's, if you think about it, it's such a minimal amount that you're getting that it's completely negligible.
Compared to wired headphones or like AirPods?
I think any. I'm wearing AirPods now, and I believe it has a lot. It has probably the same amount, except I'm going to wear these for 2 hours while we're doing this podcast, right? And I've been wearing them probably the whole day, as opposed to Mendy, where you just put it on for 5-10 minutes and you get the benefits and it improves it. And it's definitely, yeah, something that is, I think, and I, you know, I'm trying to be as objective as possible. It's definitely worth it. You know, it's worth doing it. It's really not something that I feel any of the people that are very concerned with it, even people that don't wear headphones and stuff, like they don't seem too concerned with it, because it's like it outweighs you know, it outweighs that by so much, the benefits that you get, that they're all like, you know, even Luke Story, like a lot of these guys, they're like very into this, like very kind of like obsessive about it. They're like, oh yeah, this is definitely worth doing either way. I'll do this every day for 5-10 minutes and definitely not an issue at all.
Gotcha. The reason I was asking was the first product we're launching with my EMF blocking product line is air tubes. So like completely EMF free headphones, essentially. I'm very excited. They're going to come in rose gold and black.
That is awesome.
Do you think there's probably not. Do you think there's any potential of them making a wired version? Like I know BrainTap, like you can turn off the Bluetooth and then you can do it wired.
I honestly wouldn't know. I think Rickard or Huacan or one of the people on that side, on the hardware firmware side, would know better than I would.
Gotcha. Cool. I have a Sunlight and Sauna, which is the one where I have the one that you lay down inside of, so your head is still out of it. So I've been doing it in that, but then I was wondering, because that's increasing blood flow, like that's like speeding up my heart rate. Would that be an issue for doing the device? Like you could compare it to basically doing Mindy while exercising, but I'm just laying there.
I was having a conversation about saunas last night, actually. A lot of late nights when I'm traveling, now that I'm in Dubai, for example, because everybody's in the US. And I was talking to Brian and Mila, a couple of great friends of mine that have a sauna company. And we're talking about like, we had a couple of people on the call with us and, you know, the science says that, for example, in order to beat, you know, anxiety and depression, it would be a very powerful combination. What you might be talking about is that, you know, there are factors where you can basically hack the signal, to put it that way. So if you're just lying down and you're letting gravity do the work or something like that, it's just, think of it this way. It's like, if I'm doing bench presses in the water, you know, and it's a lot easier to lift them, am I really making my chest that much stronger? So are there tons of benefits to sauna? 100%. Are there tons of benefits to Mendy? Yes. But the benefits to Mendy come when you sit still and you do it right, basically, where you just let your brain do the work. There's people, and obviously we've got 33,000 users, might be 34 by now. The number goes up quickly. Basically, you'd have people that are always trying to get better scores and are trying to beat other scores and trying to beat their spouse or whatever. And so you'll have people that'll be like, you know, doing push-ups while they're doing their Mendy session and all that. And what you're doing there is you're cheating the signal. Like it's like getting the squat rack. You know, we take the fives and we draw four in front of them and it's the 45s. It's like, you're not becoming stronger. You're just lying to yourself. You're just cheating, right? So I wouldn't know the technical answer, but what I will say is that in order to get the benefits from Mendy, it's about learning how to control your brain, right? If you're just passively lying there and letting it happen, there may be benefits, but it's not the intended use.
Basically, because I do my sauna session every night, and that's the time, that's like my hour where I am just laying there. So it's like the perfect time to do Mendy. But then I was thinking, oh no, if I'm speeding up my blood flow, it might be affecting, you know, the program. So what I did last night was I was like, I'll just turn on the sauna a tiny bit. So maybe it's like, maybe it's not like making me too hot.
It's actually funny because so yesterday, one of the things that we were talking about is passing it on to the science team and getting a sauna and Mendy protocol going. So I could have an answer about this for you within maybe a week or week or two. Yeah. I can an actual scientific answer.
Thank you. Good. And I can include it in the intro. And what you can clarify with them, like the Sunlight and one that I'm using, my head is not in the sauna. So it's just my body. But it, like I said, it still has an effect on, you know, blood flow. Like I feel my heart speed up. Yeah. And then I made the mistake of turning on, because the Sunlight has chromotherapy, so you can turn on these lights. So I turned that on and then the ball like shot through the roof. I was like, oh, okay, we're not gonna use these lights.
I think that it's fair to say that that's hacking the signal. I mean, remember, it's based on light, right? So if you mess with too much light, then you're gonna completely disturb the signal.
It knows, though, if listeners are curious, so it'll comment. It'll be like, are you moving too much? Or it'll be like, are you in direct sunlight? I'm like, oh, it knows. Do you know if level of intelligence plays a role in in this as far as like just like baseline objective intelligent number, if IQ, if it correlates to people's performance?
I really feel like you should have gotten one of the scientists on this. No, I wouldn't know. I honestly wouldn't know. I don't know. I don't think I'm any smarter, but I definitely feel better and I perform better, but I really don't know.
Okay. Bring it back to user experience. What about if people have like caffeine in them or are sleep deprived or, you know, their baseline state when they're doing it? Can they do it from any state?
Well, again, regulating your brain, having more control over your brain and being able to regulate your emotions, what it's going to do is it's going to give you a better ability to sleep. So it's going to make it better for you, you know, across the board. Sleep would be one of those things. So it becomes like a chicken and egg type situation, because using the Mendy will actually train you to sleep better. It will train you to be less angry and less stressed and more focused. But increasing your focus is going to help you with things like sleep. So it's, yeah, I think it comes back around, if that makes sense.
And what is, at the end, you get a commitment and a performance score. What is meant by the commitment score and the performance?
So I've seen you, I follow you on Instagram. So you're an extremely fit person, right? You clearly train a lot. You know, once you got your six pack, you don't just say, all right, I'm taking my gym bag and I'm done. I've beaten, you know, physical exercise. Consistency is everything. You never really stop. Like you can't finish. You never really finish. And that's part of the whole thing. So basically what Mendy does is it rewards consistency. It rewards commitment. And it's got, you know, there's an algorithm where there's different scores that have different metrics. And those metrics come in so that you can end up having an accurate brain assessment score. Now, when you've got, you know, the tests that, you know, the there's a series of tests that you get every, you know, certain amount of time, then you can see those improvements in real time, your performance improvements. But yeah, the consistency and your streaks and all those things. And there's things that get edited, you know, they get changed. And there's a lot of, you know, testing that we do. We're always testing, right? You know, our dev team, our science team, like there's always conversations of what is better, what is more, you know, what is more conducive to making people do the actual work. But what Mendy comes down to is really working. If you think about it, it's not something passive. It's actually active training. If you think about it, the closest thing to Mendy would be probably a treadmill, except this would be a treadmill for your brain or, you know, some dumbbells for your brain. That's really what it is. It's not something that you just put on and it just massages your skin and it just like, you know, massages your head. And there's nothing wrong with that. These are all good things. These are valuable things. You know, like getting a hug is a great thing. Getting a massage is a great thing. You know, having a sauna is a great thing. Using some EEG like is a great thing. These are, you know, I don't put down any of these things. And the combination of things is even more powerful than the individual elements. But what Mendy does is it's active training. You have to do the work. It's not for the lazy, basically. You have to go there. It's, you know, 5-10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day is what we recommend. I many times do 5 minutes. What it will do is it will just set you up for success. You're just primed to have a great day and to perform whatever task you have at hand. If you've got a big interview that you're doing tomorrow, if you've got something big, you do a Mendy session, you're basically just aligning everything, getting yourself into the zone so that you can go out and you can perform at your best. There's a lot of athletes that do it. There's a lot of high performers that do it. But, you know, the average school kid, I mean, this is super powerful for the average school kid. I mean, you've got a classroom full of students. What it does is it measures their cognitive load. It measures their cognitive width. The neurofeedback can be integrated in the classroom to track how relaxed, how distracted, how focused the students are, not kind of like in the way that China does it so that we're, you know, monitoring and, you know, big brothering everybody. It's more basically so that they can take control and they can basically be able to control their, you know, their focus, and they can, you know, we can have kids that are performing better. And that can basically be able to be more in control of their emotions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's something they can take home. They can do, you know, they can do the brain training at home. They can, there's a lot of different implications for it. There's so many implications. Olaf Kriegelsen of the Olaf Kriegelsen Lab in the University of Victoria is doing some really interesting studies on this. Yeah. I mean, if you dig into the science and the stuff that's being done, one of the things when we had launched was people were like, oh, where are all the peer reviewed studies and all this stuff? I'm like, my goodness, like just such idiots. Because if you think about it, if something is new, there aren't 10,000 things about it. Like that's basically what it is, right? Like it's like, we don't know until we build it. And I'm very lucky in that I just came into a company where Rickard and Sammy built something that was like super, you know, they were super daring that they wanted to do. And it was just like, all right, we'll be the first to do this and we'll pave the way. And, you know, that's when we started reaching out to the scientific community and being like, hey guys, what's happening here? How do we get this into the hands of people without overpromising and preying on their desperation? Because somebody that can't sleep will pay anything for something that will help them sleep. So basically, how do we ethically put this into the hands of the person that needs it? How do we put this into the hands of the moha that is having nightmares without overpromising and without, and that was like the balance. And that's why we have, you know, incredible people like, and we have all these scientists that are super, super, super ethical, super morally sound. You know, I could name a bunch of them. I'm afraid I'd miss one or two and then they'd be offended. But you can go into the website. You can go into and see some of the people that we work with and collaborate with. And, you know, it's just great humans that really have the same interest in just learning and educating and not bullshitting and not overpromising. And we'd rather sell 33,000 devices, you know, being as factual as possible than 3 million by bullshitting and saying, you know, this is going to make your life perfect, you know? So there's a lot to be gained from strengthening yourself. You know, this as somebody that's a true biohacker and somebody that's all about optimizing yourself, but many people don't know it. Many people don't know that they can train their brain and that they can teach themselves to not overthink about their ex that left them and cheated on them and like whatever it is that's bothering them, that they can actually do something about it. They can actually, you know, just decide not to think about it and not to obsess about it and get themselves to the gym. It's easier said than done, but it is a physical thing. If you have the strength to do it, that is huge. You know, people will look at an alcoholic on the street and they'll be like, why don't you get up and get a job? Like, go take a shower. And it's such an asshole thing to do. You don't think those people would get up and, you know, put on a, you know, some nice clothes and go sleep in a nice bed like we do? Of course, they just don't have the ability. Mendy is about giving the physical ability for people to be able to make better decisions and better choices and live better lives.
Hey, friends. Did you know there is an ancient botanical that modern research shows performs on a level comparable to metformin when it comes to supporting healthy blood sugar levels? And not only that, this compound also supports the gut microbiome, healthy cholesterol levels, and even stimulates the AMPK pathway in the body to support cellular cleanup and longevity. You might have heard about AMPK. We talk about it a lot in the context of fasting, which also stimulates it. I am talking about berberine. I take berberine every single day of my life, and I see massive differences on my CGM, my continuous glucose monitor, when I use it. I take it to support my fast and before meals to reduce blood sugar levels. It is a powerhouse of a compound. And like I said, people are prescribed the pharmaceutical metformin to control their blood sugar levels when they could be taking this completely natural compound that has been used for thousands of years in both ancient traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine. I wanted to make the best berberine on the market, so that's why I created Avalon X Berberine 500. We did so much testing to find the most potent, pure, and clean form available. There's no problematic fillers, no common allergens, just pure, vegan, lab-tested berberine extracted from traditional sources. Friends, I am not kidding the difference I see on my blood sugar levels with this berberine. We're talking no post-meal spikes when I eat all that fruit and lower fasting blood sugar levels. It also reduced my HbA1c and my cholesterol levels. You can get it at avalonx.us. And the coupon code IFPODCAST will get you 10% off. You can also get a one-time 20% off coupon code when you text AvalonX to 877-861-8318. That's AvalonX to 877-861-8318. And you can get a 15% off coupon code by signing up for email updates. For that, just go to avalonx.us/email list. Again, friends, this is one of the most powerful compounds you can add into your health and wellness routine. Healthy blood sugar control, even if you're not pre-diabetic or diabetic, is so important. And berberine helps support that. It is the ultimate compound for blood sugar control, cholesterol, your gut microbiome, and longevity. Get it at avalonx.us with the coupon code IFPODCAST.
I love that so much. And I actually had, you were talking about this, that exact thought about how active it is. I mentioned BrainTap earlier, which is another device I've used before and had on the show. And I was just thinking about how, like with BrainTap, have you used BrainTap before?
I have not.
It's like lights and sounds and things you listen to, but it's very passive. Like it's lovely, but it's very a passive experience compared to this where it feels so active. Like I literally feel like I did a workout at the end. like wow.
Because you did. I mean, and I'm sure BrainTap is great. And a lot of these things are great. Like I would have in the early days, I'd have people being like, oh, what do you think about Muse or whatever, like thinking I'm going to shit on Muse or something. I'm like, I think it's great. I think it's lovely. It's fantastic. I think it helps a lot of people. I think if somebody's stressed and needs that, I mean, there's a value in all these things. I'm not out there saying this sucks. This is like, no, I think I like to believe that everybody's trying to do their best and everybody's trying to help people. We're just all trying to achieve it in different ways. And for us, it's a very clear thing where we're just not very money driven or sales driven. And that's for us, it's we're very mission driven. Our KPIs are measured in lives changed. It's literally, we take our, you know, and we're terrible at marketing, to be honest. Like we don't really push a lot of these messages. We there's so many stories, so many incredible stories of lives that are improved. But for us internally, that's the KPI that we measure, you know, and when we talk about changing 100 million lives, you know, transforming 100 million lives, like for us, what that really entails is selling as few devices in order to help 100 million people, which is completely counterintuitive, you would think, because you would think you're selling at least 100 million devices in order to help 100 million people. But we're like, well, if every device can be used by 4 or 5 people, I mean, they are super sturdy. They are great quality like devices. You know, we're not, you know, other companies would, you know, charge a lot more and have like some sort of weird way of monetizing you more for extra users and do all this stuff. And, you know, and for us, it's about, we want to charge as little as possible to give you as much benefit as possible. And it is a good business. We do make money and it needs to be a business, to go back to what we started with, that makes money, because that's the only way that we actually can create an impact. Things that are charity and things that are money losers, they don't last. If you think about it, it's 2023, almost 2024. I don't know if you have like little siblings, if there's kids around you, if there's any, if you have any relationship to young kids, but it's really, really, really hard to be a kid today. Like I really feel bad for a fucking kid that is 8 years old today. I have family members that are that age, and it's, you know, when I grew up, it's like the biggest distraction that I had was, I don't know, watching Transformers and G.I. Joe at night. Well, I mean, you know, it was so much slower, right? You're talking about a brain that's very similar. It's the same brain, but the technology curve is so high that these kids desperately need the tools so that they can cope. It was actually Dave that had sent me this study, saying that a psychiatric ward kid in the 1950s had better brain health than a superbly on top of their game teenager in the 2020s, basically this decade. It's crazy. So basically you're talking about a kid from a psychiatric ward in the 1950s had better brain health than, just imagine, the most polished, high achieving kid in school today. That kid has a worse mental health. So it's crazy. It's basically because we are just not built for so much noise and so much bullshit and so much technology and so many impressions. It's impossible for a kid to sit still. Good luck telling a little kid to go meditate. It's just not going to happen in a world where, You know, you can't go 5 seconds without a TikTok and without some sort of entertainment. And it is time that we strengthen our brains so that we can catch up.
So it's that, it's all the TikToks and the likes and the distractions. And then it's that embedded into the social hierarchy aspect. Like because I think back on like middle school and how that was, you know, hard enough in just real life without social media. And now I'm like, man, if there was like social media on top of that with clicks, I can't even imagine. I would die. I'm so grateful I'm not like a teenager today. So my heart goes out to them. And actually just quick comment on monetizing it. It's funny, because I had heard you talk about this on some other podcasts about your mission, about making it free and the role of monetizing and all of that. And so when I got the Mindy and then I had to sign up for the app. And normally when I go through this program or just in general work with these products where there's an app, normally the app is like a trying to upsell you or make you subscribe to things. So normally I have to go back to the people who sent me the product and get them to like set me up with the account and like do all that. And I called it. I was like, you know what? I bet when I sign up for this app, it's not going to do any of that. And that was the case. I just like installed the app and was like good to go. Wasn't selling me anything. So it could be sustainable making it free to everybody. Like where would the funding, would it be reimbursed by like insurance companies?
Yeah. So that's a big play. So there's some big B2B plays that are coming in now. There's also, yeah, insurance is a big one. Conversations with people like the NHS in the UK. There is a $6 trillion hole. Just this year alone, there's been more sick days in the UK than ever before in history. Like, just think about it. Like, it's more sick days than ever before in history. And back in the day, when people would take a day off, it was because they had back pain or because they had some event, like something they had to go to. They had like, now across the board, people are taking.
Is it mental?
It's mental. It's completely mental. Everybody is burned out. Everybody has mental health issues. Everybody's, 1 out of 2 people will get a mental health condition, will develop a condition. If you think about the load that it has on our governments and on our companies, it's humongous. Imagine what having, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but one of the big four is a company that, I don't want to say the name, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name, but they're just fantastic and purchased a bunch of Mindys. They're doing this program, which I think is going to become the default. Bloomberg actually said all employers should give, you know, one of these devices to their employees because it's going to make them feel better and, you know, have a better mental health and be able to focus better. And, you know, but basically one of these companies is already doing it. And if you think about it, if people in your company are happier and nicer to each other and they're taking less sick days off because they just fucking feel better and they want to show up at work and they want to see their colleagues instead of being depressed and hating their lives and, you know, in the end, it's really good business to give that gift to your employees. And by the way, for me, it's no different than giving a gym membership to your employees. I mean, to me, that's a great investment. Like, yeah, give them the gym membership. You know, if my employees or my colleagues or my bosses or whoever it is that I have to deal with, if they're in better shape, they're probably going to be better people because they're feeling better. And somebody that feels better, performs better, acts better, is just nicer to be around. When it comes to mental health, it's just been neglected. But there is a world in which this huge epidemic of just throwing pills at everything is going to have to change because the systems are about to collapse. It's just unsustainable. There's just absolutely no way. We give kids and, you know, so many kids have ADHD. That number is growing by the second. There's, you know, just to mention one condition that's like very easy to talk about, you just go there and they'll just throw pills. They're incentivized to throw pills at you. So imagine if you give the kid the tools to be able to take control. And if you do it early on, I mean, what a great thing. But of course, if you do it in your 70s, it's still super valid. You know, you want to fight that cognitive decline. You want to improve it, you know. It's you start when you start, but you just have to start. And for me, it's just a terrible thing. You know, it's like you can't focus, you take Ritalin, you take Adderall, whatever, you know, try getting off of that shit. I don't know if you've got an experience getting off of one of these things, but it's not fun. Like, try getting off of anything. It's not good. You're on antidepressants. I mean, you're living a half life. Yeah, you just, you know, you're not crying as much because you're not laughing as much, basically. So that's what it is. Imagine if you could just self-regulate. If you could give people the power and the autonomy to be able to decide over their emotions, to be able to decide over how they feel, to decide over how they respond to certain situations, to respond to better decision making, to not be victims of their environment, that's a completely different world.
Yeah, no, it's so incredible. I actually have an episode coming up about coming off of benzos. Melissa Bond, who wrote a memoir, and that I was like, oh my goodness. I mean, it's crazy what happens with these pharmaceuticals. And so I'm so grateful that there's this avenue with something like Mindy. Just as a quick, brief side note, so there's the Mindy session, but prior to that, there's two other little things I like that are really helpful. One, it asks you what emotions you're feeling. And the list of emotions is so long. And it's made me realize, I've just been really fascinated to think about like sitting down and labeling my emotions and my state. And it makes me aware of how I can have these seemingly conflicting emotions at the same time. So that's just a really nice little moment that I like. I'm assuming Mindy's like holding on to that data and seeing how it's correlating to the performance, I'm guessing.
There's a purpose to everything. Yes. Like nothing is in there in vain. Yes.
I figured. And you do like a smiley face. And then there's also an optional breath work session as well, which is super cool. I heard you say on a podcast, is NASA experimenting with it as well?
It's funny. I was actually getting messages right now. So I need to get on a call. The time difference is making it different. But yeah, so NASA is doing a lot of different cool things with it. So basically they do, cognitive load tests. They do like long duration space flights. They need to get like the resilience of those pilots. You know, they need to be able to focus like just, you know, on the drop of a dime. Like they need them to be completely focused and they need to hold their focus. They do a lot of stuff, for example, at the habitat where they'll be doing like these tasks, like just like very tedious tasks where you would basically get bored and lose your focus. It's like somebody's like telling you a joke that's really long. You just start dozing off and you start thinking about something else. It's basically how do you fucking keep it locked in? So basically they'll make them like take the drone and just fly in straight lines over and over and over and over and just make sure that they hold that from the first one to the last one. And, you know, they're just building resilience. They're just building that strength. Actually, a really cool thing that should be coming across at around, this should be probably somewhere around Q2 2024 is, you know, and you never know about these things because, you know, I've learned not to promise release dates because they can get delayed. But so basically think of it this way. So you're somebody, you were talking about your emotions and all that. Let's say that you're somebody that is like, has a lot of anxiety. You're somebody that has, let's say, panic attacks, whatever it is. All right. I'm just giving an example. You are about to jump on the train to go somewhere and your breath is really, you're breathing fast. We pick up some biomarkers, kind of like the correlation between Apple Health, your Aura Ring, whatever it is that is tracking, you know, active and passive tracking together. Your Mindy would talk to you, could be, for example, through your Apple Watch saying, your heart is beating very, very quickly. Can you please do step 1, 2, 3? So basically think about having a guide that is the closest thing to having, say, a life coach, a neuroscientist, a doctor next to you. That's the beauty of neurofeedback in clinics, is that you have somebody holding your hand. So basically, how do we build a technology where the technology holds your hand? And the way that we do it is that what's going to happen, and people will see this very, very soon, and you'll see the evolution of the product, is that it's going to tell you, I need you to breathe 2 breaths out, you know, 2 breaths in, 1 breath out, this, that, whatever. Let's remember this. These are the steps for you. It's going to be personalized. So the whole thing about Mindy is that it's extremely personalized because we have all that data and we integrate all that data from everybody else. So what that does is we can predict that you're going to have some sort of issue, or we can predict and we can help you from having something. I can give you another kind of like made up use case. Let's say that you're somebody that has a history of addiction or something, and we get some biomarkers that will tell us, you know, you'll get a notification on your phone, on your watch, whatever, saying like, have you been drinking? Perhaps it's time to stop, because, you know, we know where your, how your body biologically reacts to certain things. And imagine the power of that, of just, because sometimes all it takes is somebody saying, hey, Melanie, do you really want to eat that last cookie? And you're like, ah, no, Ma, fuck it. I'm actually not going to eat that cookie. Thank you. You understand, it's those things really do make a big difference in people's lives. You know, the path that we have going forward is really just deep personalization and deep understanding of the person that we are trying to help.
Awesome. It's so incredible. Well, so I bet listeners are super eager to try Mindy. So thank you so much for this. You're so generous. Listeners can actually go to Mindy.io and you can use the coupon code Melanie20, and that will get you 20% off a Mindy device. So I definitely recommend checking it out, like we talked about all throughout this episode. There's so many use cases. It can basically just potentially help, I don't want to say everything, but potentially everything. Well, thank you so much for your time. Again, I know it's super late there. I'm so grateful to have met you. I'm really excited about the future. I realized you were at the biohacking conference, I think. I saw you mention it somewhere. Are you going next year to the one in Dallas?
100%.
Okay. Because I was at the one in Orlando. We'll have to meet up in Dallas. That'd be super fun.
100%. I'll be there with the whole team, actually. Well, a good part of it.
Awesome. I'm really excited about the updates. So maybe we can bring you back on in the future when that launches, so we can tell listeners about that, because I'm sure they'll be very excited.
I would love that. Thank you, Melanie.
Awesome. And sorry, I swear this is the last one. I just ask every single guest at the end of the show, and it's just because I realize more and more each day how important mindset is. So what is something that you're grateful for?
The fact that I get to, there's many of things, but the one that I can think of right now at 1:15 in the morning here in Dubai is the fact that I have access to somebody like you that can magnify this message. And maybe this is how, you know, that 15-year-old having panic attacks, or that, you know, 60-year-old that can't sleep because of the nightmares that they have from war, you know, this is how the message gets to them. And that's how we improve another life. So for me, I'm very grateful for you and for, you know, for the microphone that is allowed for us to speak about what we do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I am so grateful as well. I'm so excited to see the future of everything. I appreciate everything you're doing so much, and have a good night in Dubai.
I appreciate you, Melanie. Thank you so much. Put out you.
Thanks, Moha. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. For more information, you can check out my book, What When Wine: Lose Weight and Feel Great with Paleo Style Meals, Intermittent Fasting, and Wine, as well as my blog, MelanieAvalon.com. Feel free to contact me at podcast@MelanieAvalon.com. And always remember, you got this.